Hi, my name is Rita Akinyi from Kenya. I am a teacher working in one of the company schools around. I wanted to talk on the effect that Corona has brought upon us during this very, very, very bad period. The effects are being felt not only by us, but also by the whole community. As a teacher, whatever has happened is that I am a BOM employed teacher, that is a Board of Governor teacher. So far we have not been paid, and we are not even looking forward to be paid. So we have to survive. So without the salary, we have nothing to actually cater for our family's needs and all the rest. We are actually hoping that this pandemic will come to an end soon, so that we can go back at least to our livelihoods. We are also worried about the pupils, especially those who are to sit for the national exams this year. The way things are going, it seems that there will be no national exams, or maybe there will be late, in which it will greatly affect the school calendar. So we are hoping that things will work out fine. As for the greatly effects that have been felt so far, we have no salary. We have no basic needs. We cannot pay for our house rent. We cannot pay for our basic needs, including foodstuff and all the rest. Much as we are crying, we also come from a very humble community where most of the pupils in our school actually depended on the school for some utilities, especially the girl child. So some of the girls would actually depend on the sanitary towels that they are given at school. Now, with the school that has been closed down, these girls will not have access to sanitary towels, and we actually don't know how to help. Some of them actually go for periods of days without food, and there was a lunch program that was introduced in our school, which used to help these pupils a great deal. So with the schools being closed, the lunch program is also down. Most of these pupils don't have something to eat, so they end up sleeping on empty stomach every day, and it's really, really, really bad. So we actually we are in a very bad state. The commodities that we use, they're now double the price that we used to buy them at. And more so, they're not even available. So the situation is bad, very bad. There is no foodstuff. And to make matters worse, most of the parents that we actually depend on are parents who work in the flower farms around. The flower farms have actually been shut down due to the lockdown. They're not working anymore. So everybody's at a standstill. Everything has come to a standstill, and it has created a very big problem. The health sector also affected a great deal. Most of the doctors are not working since they also fear being infected with the virus. So you go to a center, the only thing that you can find maybe are just some painkillers. There are no drugs since they could not import them. And the situation is actually very, 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 very bad. So we are still waiting. We are praying for any relief that might come about. We are just praying that this pandemic can just go down before total, total shutdown. But yeah, we're in a bad situation, but we are managing. So far, not so good, but we hope things will get better. So, well, as for the surrounding, the places that we live in, the houses are also rentals. So most of the people cannot be able to pay their rent right now because they don't have salaries. Social services like water, electricity also they are very, very expensive. Though the government has given us a 2% VAT tax relief, it's still not effective because most of the commodities are still very high. The prices of basic commodities like maize flour, sugar and maybe rice are still very high. The commodities keep increasing, with the tax relief is not helping at all. So the social services that we used to have, water, electricity, maybe just basic garbage collection, have been withdrawn. So we right now we're living in a state where we every self, yeah, survival actually for the fittest. Yeah, so our families have also been affected greatly. Most of us, most of our families who worked in flower farms have been jobless now because the companies have closed down. As I'm talking, I'm also my brother and his wife were laid down due to the coronavirus. The company actually is shut down because they don't have market anymore to market their flowers. The Europe is now also in at a standstill, so the flowers are not actually being bought. Therefore, he's jobless, not working. My sister-in-law the same. So it's not only us. So most of the families have been affected in this way, and it's really, really, really hectic because now they have no source of income, and they also have to depend on us who have no income since we don't have salaries. Yeah. So we with the way things are going, we don't know how things are going to be. We don't know when the schools are going to be opened again. We are actually praying that things come back to normal, if they ever they come back to normal. And we hope that things will be okay.